Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Jim Dion with Dion Co., a retail consulting firm based in Chicago. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Kemp.
You used to write articles for us, and I need to get you back involved with that. You are one of the best-known speakers. One of the things that you do really well is speak, which is a talent in itself. But but you're also, you know, you're a psychology-degreed person, and you focus on this whole retail environment, and you give advice to retailers how to grow their business, how to engage with consumers. You've actually written a book. What was it called? The Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store.
Idiot's Guide to Starting and Running a Retail Store.
And you've worked with a lot of big companies that go from Levi's to Disney to Harley-Davidson. You've helped a lot of people with their store message, doing the things they need to do to sell more goods to consumers. Before we get into the fact that you're talking at Coverings in 2 weeks, let's just talk real quick about some of the big changes that are going on in retail and some things that a few people may be doing right.
Okay. You know, the old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. We are living in those times now, particularly in retail. I don't know how to put it nicely. It's going to be a bloodbath out there. It already is. The number of stores, retail brick-and-mortar stores, that have closed and will be closing over the next 2 years are unprecedented. We're talking in the thousands of stores. Mm-hmm. And we're talking, unfortunately, and the saddest part for me, seeing my fellow retail sales associates also losing their jobs. Yeah. So we're going to see, I'm estimating maybe 150,000, 200,000 retail jobs lost over the next 18 months.
Well, let me just tell you, I mean, the news today is that Sears is not going to make it, probably. And their stock dropped 12% yesterday, and that's 140,000 jobs right there alone.
Well, yeah, not only, you know, just direct jobs. Mm-hmm. You look at the suppliers to Sears and the people who clean the stores, and, I mean, on and on and on, you could almost double that number that will be impacted. And Sears we've known for years, by the way. It's been a question of when, not if. It's just that it was a little bit of a shock that, and they're trying to walk that back now.
Yeah.
And it's a tough thing to walk back when your suppliers hear that. And they say, my goodness, you know, should I ship merchandise? Because they may not pay the bill.
Well, let me just tell you that as I look out to our audience, and I'm talking about retailers that are focused in the flooring business, there are some that are growing double digits. So let's don't everybody close shop and move out.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know something, Kemp?
What?
The ones who survive are going to find life is very, very nice indeed. You know, we've said for years how overstored America is, mm-hmm. and pretty much in every category, and that includes tile, includes flooring, carpeting, everything. We have been way overstored. And in rationalizing that now and getting it to the right number of stores, the ones who come through this, mm-hmm. boy, they're going to be real happy.
So let me just throw a couple of just soundbite items to you, and you pick up on any of them you want to talk about. But, you know, the social media and the possibility of using that for bringing in traffic. There's the buy local. There's the whole philanthropic message. Yeah, I support these Little League teams. There's this whole consumer engagement. As far as am I an upscale store? Am I an outlet store, a liquidator store? Talk about some of those themes that retailers go with.
Where do I begin? And that's the issue today is that retailers are dealing with so many of those opportunities, so many different possibilities coming at them. Social media, yes, is having a profound impact on consumers. And millennials, who are the customer of the future, customer of today for many, many retailers, for flooring and tile, not so much yet.
Yes.
They're a little slow in finding their first homes and first chances to buy the product that we're selling, but they will be, and they are the up-and-coming consumer. Gen X, who are our main consumer right at the moment, are also consumers of social media, and most stores really struggle with how to use it. You know, what do I do with my Facebook page? What does social media mean? Is a Facebook page enough? Should I be on Pinterest? Should I be on House? You know, what are all of those components? And it's a very difficult subject for an awful lot of companies because they don't want to throw money away. They don't want to hire. And a lot of the social media consultants, quite frankly, are, I would say, questionable. There are some that are very, very good at what they do. And it's you know, again, as I always advise my clients, you know, listen to your fellow retailers, and when they tell you, hey, I've worked with this company, worked with that company, and they're really good, listen to them. Mm-hmm. And then the whole, you touched on another one too, the discounting that's going on out there. And that's been really heavy since the recession. And we're finding now that one of the good things, the good bad things, you know, when companies go out of business, clearly damage us in the short term with going out of business sale, crazy low prices, and that really hurts. Once that mess is kind of cleared, we're starting to see the consumer not running in the store saying, hey, you know, I'll pay top dollar, but less concerned about the rock bottom price as much as they're concerned about the ultimate outcome. Will my room be better? Will it be sharper? Will it be cooler? Yeah. Will it be whatever? They're really concerned, and at the stores that are helping them understand and giving them, you know, through virtual reality and augmented reality, a look at what their floor is going to look like before they put it down, or that backsplash or whatever, those are things that consumers are responding to big time. And, you know, the discounters, the down and dirty guys, Home Depots and those folks, they're not doing any of that.
That's exactly right. That book that somebody wrote around about Hug Your Customer, I mean, if you can get your customer that they know that you're actually going to take care of them and you're going to give them exactly what they're looking for, they're going to pay a little bit more for that kind of service, aren't they?
Yeah, most of them will, Kemp. Yeah. I always put that number around 80%. I think there's about 20%, and that's another lesson for retailers to learn. Often ask anybody who's worked in retail, was it your first or second day of being on the job where you learned that the customer's not always right? There are some customers who are never right,
right.
And you'll never make them happy.
Yeah.
And every retailer who's listening to this has got a picture popping right into their eyes right as I said that. And smart retailers know that. They know that there are 80% of customers who, if you treat them really well, you explain what you're doing to them and why you're doing it and how you're doing it, that they're going to love you for it. But there's 20%, and don't ever forget it, that'll try to bring you down, who walk across the street to save 5 cents a square foot. That's the kind of customer you got to walk away from.
Well, I was watching HGTV the other day, and they talked about putting in this laminate wood flooring. Well, that doesn't exist. Anyway, so let's just go. I'm about to run out of time. We haven't even talked about what I want to talk to you about. You are at Coverings, and you always do a great job. You're at on Friday, April the 7th, I think at around 10 o'clock, you're giving a talk that everybody that is going to be in Orlando needs to go listen to. Tell us real quick about the topic, if you would.
Well, actually, I'm doing two topics.
Okay.
I'm doing one at 8:30, and then I'm doing one at 10 o'clock. They're very, very closely related. And I'm talking about, in one, the changing consumer, and that's something that I think everybody needs to really pay attention to, that the customer in 2017 and 2018 is very, very different than the customer 1 or 2 years ago or even 5 years ago. And in many cases, we've built our companies, built our stores on the old customer. And we really have not paid attention to how the customer has changed. And just the volume of information that that customer has when they walk in today. And I've always said that the educated consumer is a big pain in the butt.
Mm.
And I say that jokingly,
yeah.
But it is true.
Yeah.
Because these customers come in and they have a lot of misinformation
right.
In addition to information. It's a real art form to be able to explain to them why they're wrong and do it where you don't upset them. So anyway, we take the people who are going to be at the session through some of the misconceptions about consumers, and then in the second session, really expand on that and give very concrete examples of what retailers are really doing right today and how they are getting, you know, these double-digit growth and how they are really, really speaking to this new consumer. And again, that's a session, as with the first, where you get a lot of very actionable things to do. Because it's one thing, and there are some speakers who, they give you all this motivation, but they don't give you anything to do. We have always built our presentations around the end of it. You better have a whole page full of notes, and you better have a whole to-do list for tomorrow and next week and next month.
Again, that's Friday, April the 7th at Coverings. It's always great to catch up with you. Again, we're talking to Jim Dion, the president of Dion Co., a retail consulting firm based in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.